Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2022. How to be successful in any exercise routine and how to lose weight over the weekend. Both by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, happy Sunday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, or OHD, where I read to you from some of the most popular health and fitness blogs online. And with that, I'm going to jump right into today's post as we optimize your life. How to be successful in any exercise routine by Chalene Johnson of ChaleneJohnson.com. Exercise doesn't have to be a chore. It can actually be something you look forward to each day. All it takes is the right research into yourself and your habits, as well as what's available as exercise and workout options. Don't be intimidated. My guide will help you understand why exercise is good for you, as well as how to find the right workout to fit your needs and your lifestyle. Why exercise? Obviously, exercise is good for things like weight loss and building muscle, but it's also good for you mentally. I love working out because it helps me feel normal and find balance in my life. My daily workout allows me to stay creative and excited about things, as well as remind me that I'm alive. I finish every workout feeling good about my body and myself because I accomplished the movements of the day. It helps reduce stress because when I'm working out, I can't think about anything else but the task in front of me. I sleep and cope much better because I got my sweat on. Finding movement that feels good. Remember when you were a little kid and exercise was really just playing? You know, running around playing, making up games, and even things like swimming. Think back to an activity you used to do as a kid that made you the happiest. That's where you're going to find an exercise you'll stick with. I loved cheering and dancing, so I created a workout that had aspects of all those things. Thinking about movement as a kid will help you understand the root of activities that had you moving and enjoying your time. Maybe you played soccer or swam at the neighborhood pool. Those types of workouts will suit you best. Think about if it was a team sport or an individual activity. The more specific you can get, the easier it will be to apply it to your adult life now. Research and dating. Now that you know what types of movement you enjoyed as a kid, it's time to do some research into things that may be an equivalent adult version. If you played a sport, why not look into adult leagues or get-togethers? If you were a dancer, try dance, even if it's in your living room. If you like to climb and jump and run, maybe CrossFit is for you. Whatever you like to do, there's an adult version out there for you, even if you have to make it up yourself. Don't be afraid. Remember that your focus is on the movement and activity, not calories burned or weight lost. It's also important to research things like, what does a typical workout look like? What do they wear or have to bring to the class or the session? YouTube will be your savior here. Look up any activity you want and see what those people are doing and what they're wearing. See how they approach the whole thing. Knowing all this beforehand will help you get rid of some of your beginner jitters, which will make sticking to your workout even easier. After your research, all that's left is to date the workout. Try it out a few times, like when you date someone. After a few sessions, you'll know if it's something you'll stick with or not. There's no harm in dating a few workouts before one sticks. You won't know if you like it until you try it. How to Lose Weight Over the Weekend by Chalene Johnson of ShaleenJohnson.com. Weekends are usually all about relaxing and decompressing from the week, but that doesn't mean they can't be a productive part of your weight loss program. A weekend at home means I have time for an extra long run or walk, as well as the freedom to cook and prepare my meals with a little extra love. Here are my tips for boosting your weight loss at home during the weekend. Late start, early finish. When it comes to eating my meals, I like to try to eat around 11 a.m. as a start and finish around 7 p.m. I don't do this every weekend, but some weekends it's a great way to change things up and possibly shed an extra pound or two. With this late start, early finish, it creates an 8-hour eating window, something I don't typically do during the week. This change of pace confuses my body and gets me to respond in a new way compared to my usual weekly routine. Extra sleep. During the week, I tend to get up early and sometimes stay up late, depending on what's going on, so the weekends are a great time to tack on an extra hour of sleep. It's difficult to lose weight and keep losing if you don't get enough sleep, and while you can't make up for the sleep you miss during the week, an extra hour each weekend night will help you feel more refreshed and possibly help with weight loss. 1 cup of raw veggies before lunch and dinner. This is a great option for those who want to get more vegetables into their diets but don't know where to start. Having 1 cup of vegetables like cucumbers with lemon juice and some salt, or baby bell peppers, will help you get your daily requirements in. It may seem silly to eat before you eat, but think of it as part of your meal you're eating early, or getting in the good stuff before the rest of the meal. The fiber will help you feel full earlier into the meal, helping you avoid things like that extra slice of bread or the dessert the rest of the family might be eating. Avoid alcohol. A lot of people like to unwind on a Friday or during the weekend with a glass of wine. Why not try this coming weekend without it and see how you feel? Alcohol adds empty calories to your daily consumption and can contain added sugar. Not to mention it slows your metabolism and can decrease your ability to make wise food decisions. This doesn't sound like something you need if you're trying to lose weight. So, trade the wine or spirit in for sparkling water with lime instead. Steady state, long endurance cardio. If you've got some free time this weekend, why not try to get a long power walk or jog in? 60 to 90 minutes of moderate intensity activity will do wonders to shake up your workout routine and possibly boost your fat burn. Keep your heart rate elevated, but don't make the workout so hard on your body that you can't finish. These long workouts aren't interval training, but more like long, slow burns, like a run, jog, or bike ride. You just listened to the post titled, How to Be Successful in Any Exercise Routine, and How to Lose Weight Over the Weekend, both by Shalene Johnson of ShaleenJohnson.com. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Like Shalene, I love using the weekends to perform less intense activities, like longer, low-intensity walks or a long yoga session. I think of it as a form of active recovery. I'm not lying on the couch, but I'm not pushing myself like I normally do during the week. So I end up still feeling accomplished and like I did something good for my body. And in the first post, I really liked Shalene's analogy of workout dating, where you try out different workouts to see what suits you best. That's so important when it comes to sticking to a behavior over the long term. I would also add one more thing to consider. Make sure that the workout is convenient for you. In other words, make sure that the workout is something you can do without much preparation, something that won't take too much extra time setting up. That's because any added steps will become barriers for you. But the more convenient the workout, or the fewer barriers there are, the more likely you'll be able to do it and actually do it. All right, that's enough out of me for today. I hope you have a great rest of your day. Don't forget, I'll be back with a bonus episode in just a moment, so stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.